And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Today is the fifth anniversary of the disastrous coal ash spill that dumped thousands of tons of the toxic waste into the Dan River near Eden, North Carolina. Unfortunately, despite the passage of so much time, a permanent solution to the coal ash problem confronting North Carolina remains elusive, thanks to one overriding roadblock, Duke Energy. The fact of the matter is that we know what to do with the millions of tons of this toxic substance. It's what utility companies are already doing in other states like Virginia and South Carolina. We must either recycle it into concrete or move it to a dry-lined landfill so that it will be isolated from the environment. Unfortunately, Duke continues to resist these solutions, even though it's pursuing them in other states, because of one simple factor: cost. This is unacceptable. Duke is the world's largest utility, and it makes billions of dollars in profits each year. The least such a company can do is clean up its own environmental messes, and if they won't do it voluntarily, state regulators and, if necessary, the courts should order them to act. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.